And that, you know, that's where we need to be walking. That's where God wants the church to arise.
Yes.
Get their focus back on God.
Yes.
Praise God. He's the only one that can make us great. He's the only one that can bring in. He got a plan. He ain't got to come up with no plan. He had a plan for the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Every generation he called in, he called them in because he had a plan.
Amen.
Praise God. Now I heard, you know, some other people say about 2021. They say, we don't know what's going to take place 2021, and we just don't know about 2021 because 2020 was just horrible. That's what they were, you know, saying. But I'm going to tell you what the word say.
Amen.
And it don't change. This is what the word of God said to Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous.
Amen.
And thou shalt have good success. That works for 2021, 2030, how many more years he will call. You the one that make your way successful. You the one that make your way prosperous.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We don't walk by what we see. See, most people are walking and talking about what they have seen, you know, and what have occurred. But he said, Joshua, if you will meditate, that don't mean that trouble won't come, things won't come. But that means that you'll be successful.
Amen.
In everything of your life.
Amen.
You call success.
Amen.
If you want to call 2021, you know, you don't know what's going to happen, you know, the Bible said you can know.
Amen.
He has a plan. He said, I have a plan for you, and it's to prosper you. It's a good plan.
Amen.
And I know you want to say, well, Sister Mary, when he made that in Jeremiah 29, that was to the captive. Well, honey, it's much more for us. Much, much more. So it's what you're going to see out your mouth for 2021.
Yeah.
Are you going to say this is prosperous? This is a good year, and meditate on the word. When you meditate on the word, it gets down in you.
Mm-hmm.
And when you speak it, it's just not words, but it's spirit and life. The words that we have to speak got to be spirit
and life.
Amen.
That's right.
Spirit and life. Jesus said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life.
Amen.
They give life.
Yes.
Praise God. Just not speaking some words.
Amen.
But they're spirit and life. That's the reason you got to meditate on God's word and speak it, observe to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Then.
That's right.
Only then. That you make your way successful.
Yeah.
No matter what year it is, no matter, even in a pandemic, even in a famine. Praise God. Now, I'm just opening up 2021, because we got to open it up.
Mm-hmm.
We got to open it up. And when Joshua and them had got ready to cross the Jordan, he told them, said, we hadn't been this way before. Hallelujah. He had to give them instruction from God.
Amen.
Because he wanted that crossing over to be successful. He wanted it to be just as successful as it was when Moses crossed over.
Mm-hmm.
You know when Moses and them crossed over the Red Sea? And they went over on dry land.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted it to be just as successful
mm-hmm.
when he crossed over to Jordan. So he told him, he said, now we ain't been this way before. This is a new way. So we got to follow the instruction. 2021, we have not been this way before.
Mm-hmm.
But we got a guide. The Holy Spirit is our guide. Let Him guide us through 2021. And if He's going to guide you, then you got to get in His presence. Be filled with the Spirit. Be overflowing. Because we hadn't been this way before. We have crossed over into 2021. We hadn't been this way before. Some people say, I don't know what to expect. You don't know what. You can know. Mm-hmm. We got the knower on the inside of us.
Amen.
We got the guide. You know, when people go to Israel, they tell you, you need to get a guide. Mm-hmm. Or when they go to just mostly any place that you want to see and enjoy every sight that is, they say, get a guide. Mm-hmm. We hadn't been this way before. But we got a guide that would guide us all the way through 2021 victoriously. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Glory, hallelujah, Lord. Hamamashandia. I'm so excited. Now we're going to pray. We're going to pray and we're going to allow my brother, I'm way over my time. So we're going to allow David just to come up and release prayer over us and get started to wherever he wants to go. But we got a guy. We have a guy.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. A good guy.
That's right.
That know the way to go. Hallelujah. We got a guy. Hallelujah. He guide, teach, lead, counsel. Hallelujah. Help you pray.
Amen.
Do whatever you need to do. We got a guy. Ha-pa-pa-pa. Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Let's be filled. Run it over with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Getting in His presence. And
the Indian guides would go ahead. They would find out where the water is,
uh-huh.
where the dangerous spots were,
uh-huh.
where the easy ways to cross. He's gone ahead of us, and He's
uh-huh.
our rear guard.
Mm-hmm.
So
Amen.
He knows. If we listen, we can miss the bad spots. And go
we're talking about the one that said, let
yeah.
that be light, and it was light.
Yeah.
That created the world.
But He's gone ahead. He knows.
He's gone ahead.
He knows
the way.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hey, praise God.
I want to pray a prayer here that David prayed.
Amen.
He said, Lord, listen to my prayer. It's like a sacrifice I bring to you.
Amen.
I must have more revelation of your word.
Come on now.
Hallelujah.
We need to make that our prayer.
Amen.
For 2021.
Where is
Amen.
That?
Take my words to heart when I ask you this, Lord. Take it to heart, Lord.
Yeah.
Rescue me just like you promised.
Jesus.
I offer you my joyous praise for all that you taught me. Your wonderful words will become my songs of worship.
Oh,
His
Ooh.
Words will become
Thank you, Lord,
songs
for your
of
hallelujah.
Worship. I want to give a quick testimony and bingo, just what you was talking about. Meditating on the word day and night, back about a year or so ago, y'all may have seen me struggling around here, standing up, getting up and down. My back was metal on metal, if you know what I mean. You know how them old wheel bearings are getting metal on. I mean, it was, when I'd get to work in the morning, I mean, I could stand up and work, but it's just sitting down
Amen.
And getting up. I mean, it'd take me several minutes to get out of the car and get in the shop. I mean, I nearly be in tears. You know, I went up, had pastor pray for me. We took communion. I made confession. And I mean, it just seemed like, but for some reason, and I didn't do this purposefully. I mean, just saying, well, I'm going to do this, but I began to meditate on the Word day and night. Not so much about He was my healer, my delivery, nothing. I mean, I just meditate on the word, and my thoughts were day and night on the word. And you know what come out of that? One day it was just gone. I woke up, all that back pain was gone, no more.
Hallelujah.
Meditated on the word day and night. The word that brought good success. You know, I wasn't real successful walking around there all hurting and in pain. But here, the last, let's get into our lesson here. You know, here, the first week we started this, you know, I spoke of the Lord, you know, the name of the Lord, and the authority and all the power that's given to the Lord. And I guess the last time we come together, I spoke on the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. You know, that name's above every name.
Amen. Yes, it is.
And how powerful that name is. And that name just puts every other name in place.
Amen.
But what I want to talk about today is the Christ. The Christ. The Christ. And the revelation of who he is.
Amen.
And this is in Matthew chapter 16. And starting in verse 13, it says, when Jesus came into Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples this question, what are the people saying about me, the Son of Man? The Son of Man, Jesus, the Son of Man. Who do they believe that I am? And they answered, some are convinced you are John the Baptist, and others Elijah reincarnated, or Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. But who do you say that I am? And Jesus asked. And Simon Peter spoke up and said, you are the anointed one, the Christ, the Son of the living God. The Son of the living God.
Yes.
Not just God, but Son of the living God. And Jesus replied, you're favored and privileged. He called him Simon, son of Jonah. And the footnotes of this, Simon means he who hears. And Jonah means dove. He who hears the dove.
Amen.
You're blessed. You know, Holy Spirit, you know, the Father revealed that to him. Let's go on and read this. He says, for you didn't discover this on your own, but my Father in heaven has supernaturally revealed it to you. I give you the name Peter Stone, and this truth of who I am, the Christ, is the bedrock foundation on which I will build my church.
Hallelujah.
You know who Christ is. You know, Peter, he went on. They had been at Pentecost there when the Holy Spirit was poured out. And he preached, you know, and then 3,000 was saved. But, you know, he preached both Lord Jesus and the Christ. But the one, he preached Christ, and 3,000 was saved. You know, I recall in my mind, I love listening this man, but you know, we can all remember Billy Graham, can't we?
Yes.
And what did that man preach? Now, he preached Jesus, he preached Lord, but he would preach Christ, wouldn't he? That was his main theme. If you ever hear his sermons, he preaches Christ, because there's so much power in that, and it pierces man's heart, just like Peter, when he preached, he said that pierced them folks' heart, that they crucified the Christ.
Amen.
And when Christ is preached, I mean, remember Billy Graham? I mean, they just roll out the stands by hundreds and thousands of people and accept, because he learned, I mean, he preached Christ. And I studied through the scriptures here, and kind of anytime you see Christ, this anointed one, it's always tied in with the resurrection. Always, I mean, Holy Spirit always ties in the Christ with the resurrection. Why is that? Remember the prayer of Romans, you know, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God had raised him from the dead.
Amen.
You'll be saved. You know, but it's all about that, the Lord Jesus and God raising him from the dead, the Christ. You just would say, well, why is it so important that God raised Christ from the dead? Well, one reason, that shows us that our sins are forgiven.
Amen.
That proves to us that our sins are forgiven. Number two, we could not have received the Holy Spirit had not Jesus ascended unto
Amen.
His Father, like
Amen.
He said. But the Bible says we're seated. I know Miss Mary Moore, she loved
Ephesians.
It talks about we're seated in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
In Christ.
In Christ.
Are
in
you?
Christ. And in Christ we go from what?
Glory
to glory
to glory.
And I'm not going to get into that. But I will, if the Lord allows to, next time. That it's in this Christ. I mean, you can kind of read the Christmas story. The angels, you know. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. And, y'all remember that old Whoopi Goldberg movie? kind of get on. But kind of paint this picture in my mind. How Stella got her groove back. I remember that movie. She, and Whoopi wasn't the star of it, but how Stella got her groove back. Would you know how man got something more back. Man got his groove, not his groove, his glory back.
That's important.
Mankind got their glory back. Mm-hmm. You know, it was lost. You know, Adam and Eve, you know.
All for the glory of God.
You know, man lost his glory. That what he was clothed with, you know. He said, hey, I'm naked and afraid. Well, he'd always been naked, but he was, you know, the fathers teach that he was clothed in his glory. Mm-hmm. Or in glory. But now, today, what Christ has done, being raised from the dead. You remember the in the Christmas story there of Anna, the one that prayed so much in the temple and all? Her daddy's name was, what was it?
Anna?
Anna's daddy. Uh-huh. It gives, in that story, I think it's in Luke 4 there. Her daddy's name meant face of God. Mm. Mm. And her name, Anna, means grace. Mm. And grace was this, what was his name? Peniel. That's what it was. That's not an everyday name.
No, it's not.
But that means face of God.
Wow.
And Anna, she got to see this child. And her name, Grace. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it goes on in the story talking about, remember Moses, he asked the Lord, he says, Lord, I want to see your glory. Mm-hmm. Or, I want to see your face. And the Lord wasn't allowed to. But see, the law was given to Moses and all this and that, and that kind of ties in that. But grace and truth come through Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
See, Anna, through grace, she got to see the face of God. Oh. And the face, and in that face, there's glory. Mm-hmm. And that's what the church has got now. And that's what the church has got to open their eyes and see that we've got a glory back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
man.
Walking that. And that's
Jesus.
That's where the power's at, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
We got back our power and authority.
That's that seat.
I'll give a test.
The seat that you sit in. That's where you reign and rule from, honey. That's that seat. We got it back. We seated with him.
I'm going to share something I seen on YouTube the other day. It was a young man, and he was in but he was Disney World. He didn't say which one. Him and this other group of boys, and they was witnessing, testifying. And then they began to pray for people. And man, he said, miracles just started happening left and right. And he said, after a while there, he got thirsty. So he went to go get him something to drink. And he said, as he noticed as he was walking, he said he walked like through a bubble. He said it was like a bubble when he walked out of it. And he went down in a cold drink and he come back. And he said, he walked through this bubble again. And he said, when he walked back into it, the Lord told him, he said, now when you pray, be careful what you pray, because everything you pray for in the glory comes to pass. And I thought, you know, that's what Colossians tells us. He gets talking about that glory of God there and about us watching our mouth and not letting no foul and polluting other words. And but I better shut up and take down that person. Come on, brother.
No, let's keep it moving.
God is moving by his spirit.
When I was sitting there and I was meditating on what the Lord had told me a few weeks ago, people that operate in authority and work miracles, they have sincerity, innocence, and obedience. And they didn't know, but I was thinking about obedience is like being inside of a bubble.
Yes, it is.
And when you're in obedience, that's so perfect. Whatever you pray will happen. And there are times that I'm in his presence and I pray. If he alert me to something, I pray for key things. And it always works. It always happens.
Amen.
And, Mary, by the Holy Spirit, God is teaching on authority.
Amen.
And a few weeks ago, the first time when we first came back, I went to Luke chapter 10. The Lord alerted me. That's when he alerted me to the innocence, the sincerity, and obedience. You have the people that have the greatest testimonies that God is involved with, miracles.
Mm-hmm.
Things that are just off the charts. That could appear crazy, but you know by the inner witness of the Holy Spirit is true. They have they're innocent. They're washed in the blood, and they just love God sincerely. They're sincere, and they're obedient. Now, when we study, I'm not going to read the whole chapter. Chapter 10, Jesus, he shows them a need. You know, I read the first part. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place where he himself would come. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few.
Amen.
Now he's given them revelation. Authority works with revelation. When you have your heart is when you're sincere, you're innocent, you have obedience, you really want to do God's will, you're receptive to the revelation.
Amen.
And you know they were on a mission. They wanted. He pointed out that the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's in the heart of a person that want to be obedient? They're sincere and innocent. I got to make this happen. When they start out, I'm going to win. He said, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. And that when I was, as a young man that fell in love with God, I used to pray this all the time. I didn't want to be a laborer because I didn't know what to do. But I wanted to do something. My goal was to have a business and give money to people that were doing the work. And then the Lord called me and I had to change my plans. But nevertheless, he said, go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Now, when the Lord gives you revelation, he tells you precisely what you got yourself into. But that don't stop you because you love him. You're not afraid. They were not afraid to go forward. That didn't stop them. He's sending you forth as lambs among wolves. They had a reference for what a lamb was and what a wolf was. And it still stands now. There are people, the logical wolves, is, you know, tares, wolves, goats. You know, you have to deal with these things. They are facts.
Amen.
Everybody don't share your love.
Amen.
Some people are like Saul. They love power. David didn't love power. He loved God.
Amen.
And he had power because he loved God. That's the theme of what I'm saying. You're going to see some ugly stuff when you attempt to do God's business.
Amen.
Things will rise up. It'll hurt your feelings. It'll work against you. But you keep looking at him and you'll be fine.
Thank you, Jesus.
You'll run into some nasty business out there doing God's work. You know, I grew up in a good neighborhood. I was raised by parents that were older and more established. And they were in the ministry. So in my brain, I'm thinking everybody's that way. I saw other children in my age group. We played together, and their parents went to church on Sunday. My dad was a pastor. I thought the whole world was in pretty good shape. Until I started my first business, and I had to work at people's houses. And I saw the needs that were out there. And now, at the same time, I'm going to a church. I'm hearing the word, seeing miracles, and then I see disaster. I'm listening to conversations, and not just young people, old people too. They were sneaky as a cold-blooded serpent. They did all kinds of stuff. You know, I was working, putting a water pump on for a lady, and this man came by. And she said, I thought you was married. He said, she is. They just wrong. So I saw all kind of stuff. And so I said, people need to know the word. They're not going to live forever, and they need to know the word.
Amen.
And the best, the happiest people, people who took their family to church and loved God.
Amen.
They were the most blessed people out there.
Amen.
And they had problems too, but they made it. Nevertheless, the Lord sent us out as lambs among wolves. Now, they didn't set out to win victories and find out about authority. They didn't realize the authority. They found out about it as they were doing God's work. They weren't trying to be powerful. That's what I'm trying to say. They were just, when you're in that bubble of obedience, you're going to find that the enemy's going to challenge you and you're going to win. And sometimes it'll surprise you, but you're still